This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 3rd of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is warm and sunny across Israel. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa sees a bright day, perfect for a walk outside. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports that President Trump stated, "There is a possibility we will renew attacks against Iran." This came earlier today. Also, Walla has reported just in that two people died and one is seriously injured following a road accident in Rishon LeZion. A motorcyclist was also killed on Road 60. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, the government will soon approve a decision to promote the IMEC trade route from India to Israel, bypassing Iran. Separately, according to JNS, Toronto police are searching for a suspect who shot a replica gun at Jews. The incident is being treated as a hate-motivated offense. And finally, Axios reports that President Trump announced the 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This came in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. International peace negotiator Naomi Bar-Yayakov explained just minutes ago whether international pressure might force Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, noted that Kuwait recorded no crude oil exports for a month. This is the first time in over 30 years due to the Strait of Hormuz closure. Jewish Warrior 13 highlighted that Iran will delay discussing its nuclear program. This decision is pending a permanent ceasefire, according to sources from earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with Trump's statements on Iran. According to Israel Hayom, the U.S. leader emphasized that Iran's military capabilities are severely weakened. He mentioned the lack of air defenses and radars. This development could increase regional tensions, impacting diplomatic relations. Turning to the Rishon LeZion road accident reported by Walla, a vehicle caught fire at the scene, resulting in two fatalities and multiple injuries. Emergency services are investigating the cause. Such incidents underscore the ongoing challenges of road safety in Israel. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights the upcoming IMEC trade route. This initiative aims to enhance trade links between India and Israel, bypassing Iran. If approved, it could strengthen economic ties and reduce dependency on traditional routes. In Toronto, as JNS reports, the police are treating the shooting incident as a hate crime. The attack involved a replica gun and targeted Jewish individuals. This has sparked concerns about rising anti-Semitic acts in the diaspora. Finally, Axios provides insights on the announced ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is seen as politically sensitive for Prime Minister Netanyahu. However, it offers a window for diplomatic negotiations with Iran. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that senior defense ministry officials received a German honor. This comes amid debates over the slow procurement of Arrow 3 interceptors. The delays have implications for Israel's home front defense. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights Rami Levy's real estate IPO. The company completed the largest issuance of the year, entering the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. This marks a significant moment in Israel's real estate market. And finally, CTEC reports on a partnership between Merck KGaA and Rimepi. They are testing a hybrid drugs model, combining medication with app-based therapies. This collaboration focuses on rare tumor programs and could innovate medical treatments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.